It's like, okay, nobody cares about the municipality that provides the water to your house. That's important, but nobody's talking about that. Right?
Mm-hmm.
When Bob flushes the commode, he expects it to flush. Right? No, but nobody's talking about how significant the municipality is that allows the water to flow to you to be able to flush the toilet. So that's the way we see the I block. And then the white stone, don't worry, Karen, it is the most precious thing ever. It's more precious than gold and silver. It is the more precious than all you know. That's the application. Now, that's where John D. missed it, that you're getting it, because you're not forcing it. John D. forced it. We're not mad at John D. We're not a supporter of John D. Bob knows more about Aleister Crowley. He calls it Crowley, but Crowley. Than Mr. Crowley. He knows more about that than even Joe Dunsloan, who was a great follower, by the way. That's another conversation. You'll have to call Bob Carr to validate that, won't you? I guess you will have to. Anyhow, even so, you've got to mark these conditions. Nobody gives a fuck about who said what. The only thing they care about is what applies. The condition is, what does this mean? Bob is, okay, tell us a secret of life. If you can't tell a secret of life, I'm going to chop off your head. Next, next, next. Next, and you go get this picture made by the gravestone. That's Bob. He doesn't care. He wants to see it. Show me. We like that. We're not mad about that. He's esoterically soft. We don't even know what that means, but he's easy. We don't even know what that means. He's way too kind and too stern and too austere all at the same time. He'd give Margaret Thatcher a run for her money, for sure. But that's another tale of woe, isn't it? We didn't mean to digress. We just had to say some words, and now pick it up. Let's see what you want to know.
Right. I wanted to ask about La Palma. I went to the live feed right now, and the whole sky is lit up red. The whole sky.
Yeah, it's bad. It's bad.
What about the shear of La Palma? The mountain falls off into the ocean.
That's 550 million tons of debris, rock, lava, stuff. It divided. See, it split. That's Trafalgar. That's Trafalgar, the Battle of Trafalgar. This is the end of that war.
Bob, and is that the one with Mr. Nelson? Mr. Nelson versus somebody, Spain or something?
Yeah.
Whatever the historical battle was.
That's right. But we're not trying to make that be the news flash. We're trying to pinpoint it back to the Canary Islands. Trafalgar takes you back to the Canary Islands. That's what the whole news flash was about. We spent about a show on Trafalgar and the Battle of Trafalgar and all those stuff, and letting all the weak ones run around and try to make words that they don't even know what the hell they're talking about. It's like catching chili farts and trying to see what the food that created the flatulence is all about. It's ridiculous, but we play with the little ones often. Karen has the TikTok, you do too, where you see the cloud formation of the AL2SO4 cloud that has begun. And so now people are going to start getting sick that are within that cloud. The cloud, here we go. How many times? Hey, you'll have to call Bert. Get Bert on the phone. Hey, Bert, how many times have we said the cloud of glory is moving? Move with the clouds. You said that at least two or three times. Well, now you look at La Paloma, look at La Palma, and you see that cloud formation. That striation, that is AL2SO4 that's becoming. Now, they're saying that that poison is hitting that water and it's releasing a carbolic, carnagedic, I don't even know if that's a word, an acid, a form of acid they don't know before that is very virulently poison. I say, as Carolyn would say, carbolic acid's goodbye in any language. Is that right, Carolyn?
That's right. But look at this side. When you look at Trafalgar and go into the details, you can read the
October 21st. Y'all both muted, Carolyn, so you got to unmute now. He muted.
October 21st, so we're coming up to that, 1805. Mm-hmm. Naval engagement, British Royal Navy, and the combined fleets of the French and the Spanish. Mm-hmm. Spanish Canary Islands. Mm-hmm. So, full circle. There you go.
Spaniards.
Wow.
This goes back to those. This goes back to Catherine goddamn de Medici. Who was the king of France? Who was the king of France? Who was her husband? There you go. Charles the First? Was it? Okay. Full circle.
Unmute, Bob. I mean, it's right
looked at
there.
It was Henry. Let me see. Henry, Henry. The son of Francis the First. Let's see. Francis the First.
Wow.
First of France.
Say the husband of Catherine de Medici. De Medici. That'll tell you
right,
your answer.
So, look, Francis the First issue. Henry the Second of France was king of France in 1540. Yeah. Is he married to Medici? Let's see.
Make sure.
Catherine Spose. Yeah. Francis, that doesn't make sense, but.
It's Charles. Yeah. You'll find it's Charles.
No. Henry II, his wife is Catherine of Medici. Henry married Catherine, okay?
Okay.
And the children are Francis II, a king of France, Elizabeth, queen of Spain, Claude, Duchess of Lorraine, Louis, Duke of Orleans, Charles IX, king of France, Henry III, king of France, Margaret, queen of France, Francis, Duke of France. All these people came out of Catherine de Medici and Henry II.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Find Charles. Now, to put a point right there, and we're going to say, okay, then find Charles the First. Go to where he is and see how it connects.
He's not listed as a child. We know.
He's not. Go to Charles the First and see where he connects. You'll see.
Charles
some of them Stepford
the
wives. Some of them Stepford wives, Bob. There's Stuarts in the house.
Sure. So she spawned the whole of Europe.
In essence.
Wow.
Except for Alice. We love Alice. That was Philip's mama. Alice is great.
Okay, so Charles the First of Spain, also Charles the Fifth, Holy Roman Emperor.
There you go. Okay, now that connects back to the papacy. Well, how can you have a Spaniard running the papacy and running France? That makes sense. They weren't Protestants there, Bob. There was a problem, remember?
No, Charles the Fifth is Catholic.
First, not Fifth. First.
Okay, Charles the First is daughter, a son of, I don't know who. Charles the Fifth and Charles the First are the same person. Charles the First? Okay, that's what I just looked at. It says Charles Henry the Second.
Henry the Second.
One of his children is. No,
you're digging.
I don't know where.
Don't
I
worry.
Saw
just don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. You're digging around.
No. Let's
just
get
mark,
this clear. I never got it clear.
Just mark
Charles
it. Just mark it.
Is Charles the Fifth? Charles the First
is not.
That's it. Well, when I was looking it up, it said Charles the First, also Charles the Fifth of the Holy Roman Empire. That's what it said. He had two names. Charles I of England. That's the England guy, but there's also Charles the Fifth. See, this Charles I, they said he was also Charles the Fifth. Is that true?
Of the Holy Roman Empire? So it's not true, Bob.
Okay, so Charles the Fifth.
All right, in the House of Stuart, from the mother of the Anne of Denmark, and the father
of
James the Fourth, mother of Charles the First, was the Anne of with an E of Denmark. Bless
mm-hmm.
you.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Anne of Denmark.
What is this got to do with the disaster in Canary Islands?
November the 19th of 1600 until January the 30th of 1649.
Who's that?
Charles the First.
So he goes up to 1649.
Mm-hmm.
See, Charles V is 1500 1558. He was the Holy Roman Empire, Archduke of Austria, King of Spain, Lord of the Netherlands, Duke of Burgundy. So there's no Charles V connected to Charles I.
The First. That's correct.
Yeah.
He was a monarch of England. He was in the House of Stuart. The Stuarts come back around over and over and over. So you have to bring the Dimitris, you have to merge the Dimitris with Charles I. That's vis-a-vis Scotland. Remember Mary, Queen of Scotland?
Yeah.
That's also the House of Stuart, isn't it?
Right, but what is Catherine married to the Charles, not married to Charles V?
Charles I.
She's married to Charles I. Okay, Catherine.
Queen of Bohemia. Elizabeth Stuart, the Queen of Bohemia. Henry Frederick, the Prince of Wales, Robert Stuart, the Duke of Kentry, and Lorne.
Okay, Catherine de' Medici, what is she? She
that
was Queen
matter.
Of France.
That doesn't,
married,
that doesn't matter.
She married to King Henry II and mother of Kings Francis II, Charles IX, and Henry III. So Catherine de Medici has nothing to do with the Charleses, first or fifth.
We disagree.
Okay?
We disagree.
Well, how was it fifth then? What happens? What do you say?
We're just saying the number. Your numbers don't work out right.
Well, okay, well, are you going to clarify it?
File it.
Who is she?
No, just no, listen, baby. Listen, don't worry about this. This is going to become a Duffy conundrum. Just note it, file it away, and then when it comes back around, you're going to go, aha, crazy non-physical said this, and Michael Blake Reed straightened it out, and I was having a bad day, and then I figured it out one day, and then there it goes, and then Joe Dunn Sloan might have known something, but he didn't know that he knew. That's what he knew. So just file it away for this second, and you'll figure out what the assassination was all about. From the King
the
of Scotland. Scotland. King of Scotland.
Was that Charles the First?
It was.
Okay.
If we answer that, it's going to be a problem. And if we don't answer that, that's going to be a problem. So can we half answer that position?
Right. Yeah, whatever you can say.
Well, no. We can say anything, but we don't want to make a problem. See, anything we say is going to get out sooner or later. So if we give you heads up, we have to know that it's on its way to your Facebook page. Now, no, it's not. No, it's not. No, it's not. No, but yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. So we've got to temper it just a dot, till it catches up. Because once it catches up, then we really don't care. You see, it doesn't really matter after that, because then it's already out. The cat's out of the sack. So now you just look like, we want you to look like you're so close to the leading edge that Dolores Cannon can't even argue anymore.
Yeah, but how do I do that? I don't know, not posting anything. How do you
no,
know?
You're on the edge.
No,
Ion
is
you
not
always
going
slip it
to
out.
Tell. Ion is you not going to tell you the whole story. He's going to tell us half the story.
Well, okay,
right
go ahead.
Now, just for right now. Just for right now. And you find that and you go, oh, and you get that part. Then the other part kind of comes into connection, kind of like what we did with the little circle there with Charles I. There's a conundrum there, a little issue there, a little problem there, but not really a problem because it connects. You see? And it will connect. just because it doesn't connect doesn't mean it doesn't connect. So,
all right,
what
so
happens
give
is,
us half the story.
So what happens
yeah.
is, now what you're looking at the details regarding the feed. If you looked at, like, the news as a live feed, okay, like a live
yeah,
feed, this would fit into that narrative. And the
but
narrative
you said steed,
is
that's a horse. A steed is
no,
a horse.
No,
that's
no,
what you said.
Feed, feed, a live feed, like BuzzFeed, like a news
yeah.
Wrap, like a storyline, like a issue that everybody wants to talk about, a bullet point. Is that the way to say a bullet point? Yeah, like
mm-hmm.
that. So
okay, there's a bullet
part.
Point.
Mm-hmm. And the issue is the Earth. Anyway, we do this, we fuck it up. So we got to go soft here. Now, let's go backwards. Let's let you ask the question. I don't care what the question is. Just ask the question and let us answer it so we don't see if we can salvage this. So you get enough information to be stated, but don't get your ass in trouble because you're about to get in trouble. Set that aside for 1 second. What we do want to tell you is Sydney is hitting it on all cylinders on the other side, and that's becoming ebbing up, so they're going to have to listen. Because she's been so successful, what's happening is they're arping up the new problem that's going to be the news feed to take out the conversation of Maricopa County and all 50 states doing the search and how they're going to decertify the election. And now, just now, the news is saying, wait a minute, they have a fake White House. They have flowers blooming and outside the windows of the White House. And there's this goddamn November. There ain't no October. Ain't no goddamn flowers blooming this time of year. Beautiful spring flowers through the window in a fake set. Now everybody's acknowledging it. They're like it's no big deal. Now, well, when we said it, they thought we were chopped liver. They were screaming at us that we were talking. You don't know what you're talking about. They in the goddamn White House. What are you talking about? Now all of a sudden they're not. And everybody can see it now. But they couldn't see it then. And we were like, look through the window behind his desk. And there's a damn Ford van. There's not a parking lot outside of the damn West Wings.
Now we know
ain't no
that.
Parking
the
lot
point-
there.
Okay.
Okay, let me say
there.
This.
What is the White House saying about the picture of their fake set? What is the White House cover story about that?
Nothing. They're not saying it. They won't acknowledge it. But now the news media says, well, apparently across the street there's a fake set set up, and they got Biden behind this little bitty desk where he didn't have to be seen using a teleprompter or some ridiculous thing. But the big news is he's not in the White House. That's the big news. They're not saying that, but they're now all of a sudden acknowledging that there is this faux White House with faux window treatments that show certain things. But now that's perfectly all right. I guess to cover what we said about the details of he ain't there. He's not in the White House.
But you start off saying something else is going to happen that's going to knock out the significance
okay,
of the audit.
Okay, what's
audit.
Happening? Bob, all these horrible earth consequences are a distraction from what's going on. Plus, they're
yes,
serving
Bob.
The agenda of depopulation, right, Ian?
As well. And that's a beautiful thing, because you look at the esoteric as straight off. See, you take the esoteric and you look at it as straight off. This is what Pynchon was trying to do in Gravity's Rainbow. Was trying to lay that out of the bigger picture in the insightful background. What's in the background is that esoteric future. You did read
what's
the book.
What's the straight off? Yeah, what's the
straight
off? What's that mean?
What's the plot line of Gravity's Rainbow? What was the plot line of Gravity's Rainbow, Bob?
The main guy who's schooling girls in London ends up in Europe traveling around in the zone and encountering different aspects of the four powers fighting over Berlin.
Correct. Correct. And that's correct, which had nothing to do with what the plot was. The plot was what he was going to sleep with last or next or forward or future.
Right.
See, the storyline, right. That's behind it. So this becomes. This becomes the backstory of the big picture. They're not going to put out in any, you might be able to play this, but they're not going to put out in any level or degree what's really going on. They're not going to say, but see, here's the problem, and this is what Carolyn's been bringing up. It's leaking out. The hospitals are full of people that are dying, and more people have died from COVID since the vaccine than they did all of last year when the COVID was the worst. More people
are
dying
now.
Today. Well, see, that's leaking out. That's what Carolyn is saying. And she's like, this is going to come out. This is going to come out. This is going to come out. And I'm not even going to say nothing. Thank God she stayed, kept her head down, because she don't need to be the queen of this bullshit, because somebody's going to pay. Man, it's going to get ugly, because let me tell you what, they finna start lopping some goddamn heads off now. Some of them pistol-packing mamas that I had to get this vaccine, I had to get my family vaccinated. Now my family's dead. I got no reason to live. So me and you one finna get our ass whooping. It's finna get ugly because the whole lie is unfolding. So the people that are in the hospital don't have COVID. There's no test for the new form of COVID. So how can they say you have COVID when there's no test for it? So everybody in the hospital and the ICU on a vent, it's not about COVID, it's other things. If you run a CBC on all their blood counts of the people who have been vaccinated, a complete blood count and the lipid panel and exactly all the details. Karen, you think they had cholesterol problems? We know how you feel about that. We're not suggesting a statin or a Coke, you know. We're not suggesting that, darn. But they're going to go through the roof. The triglycerides are going to be in the 100,000 range because there's no way for the body to process this. Now, Bob, this don't mean anything to you, but it does to Carolyn, because now this is going to prove the point that she's saying. How do you live with a triglyceride level at 100,000? Doesn't even go that high. She's saying that it's fictitious, and she's right, because that's what they're going to be living with till they die. So what they're going to die of are embolisms and heart, you know, what have we said this once or twice? We had to call Bert and ask how many times we said this, that the heart of the matter is the matter of the heart. What's going to happen is the blood is going to coagulate so tight that it's actually going to stop up the aorta of the heart. And so you get what Carolyn calls a myocardial infarction, or some people would call it a widow maker. You don't survive it. Basically, the second and fourth chamber of the heart literally explode. Literally.
From something we can't identify. From something we can't identify.
No, that's from that's the vaccine. That'd be a side effect. That'd be a side effect of the vaccine plus boosters. Don't worry, Bob. They got this thing hemmed up. It's going to be a shot. And then another shot, and you think you're 100%, then it's going to be in 6 months a booster. It's going to be another booster, and here comes 7, come 11, here comes flu season. You're going to get a flu shot or not, and then you're going to have this, and you're going to have that. They're going to keep building until they get you covered.
But, J.W., I mean, Ion, you said with all the Earth cataclysms, they'll push vaccines more, but won't they be too distracted to push vaccines?
No. They're going to say because there's so much. No. They're going to say because of the Black Death, or because there's so many dead, there's so much things that have been loosed out of the sea, that there's even more problem, that it's even more important now to get vaccinated. You need your immune system, the transferase, We're going to go back, Carolyn, this is mirror 202. We're going to go back to what's your counts. We're going to go back to your counts. We're going to go back to the CD4 and the CD8. You know this very well. They set how much poison is in your system. How quickly is it replicating that's being embraced into killing your immune system? So we have to have this new mRNA to radically offset the new strategies that are poisoning your reality. You're going to see it.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing. And it's already kind of starting, but see, now they're admitting it, and they don't even care. Bob, how are they going to say that more people have died of COVID now than they did when the COVID was the worst? when everybody couldn't go outside, when everything was all fucked up, when it was all death, destruction. Now more people have died since it than they did with it. How the fuck does that work? And ain't nobody screaming? Ain't nobody killing nobody? Where's the Negro Lives Matter group now? They need to be tearing up some road. They need to be digging up some asphalt now. This is some crazy shit. But they're not. They're just kind of letting it go. And that's the, what you call news. Because the feed has gotten so contorted that no one's looking anymore. That's the point. They've been completely and totally anesthetized so that you can watch Sadie the dog on TikTok and be completely happy with that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Sadie out.
Summarize what he's saying is the blood clots and what was he saying?
Yeah. Karen, that's right. You can do that. No, you can. We got him. But he wants you to summarize what we just said so it's clear, because we were a bit of ambivalent with the details.
Yeah. One of the factors of the side effects is the spike proteins do cause clotting problems, and it's going to get so bad the clots will even block the aorta and cause a backup heart attack. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And
that's the largest thing, you know. That's the most pressure in the body, that aorta. You know that, right? There's no place in the body where there's more pressure than at the aorta.
Yeah, and with the lipids being the fact, lipids and triglycerides, that's another factor in coagulation and clotting.
And balance. Meanwhile, the pineal gland is changing. Now, for the ascending, now, Bob, you got those words. She'll help you with that for the recording. But now let's go to the next step. What's going
on? So that's all caused, hold on, Ian. That's all caused by the vaccine, Carolyn?
Yes, the way the spike proteins are stimulated to grow.
Emulated.
That's the interaction with whatever the new virus is and the vaccine. This is the effects, and nobody will understand it.
Just the vaccine. There's no virus, Bob. The virus is moot at this point.
Okay. You started to say, now, Bob, we're not going to do something, and I think that you're referring to the alien contact. You didn't finish that. We have to get back to that.
We softly went down this road so you can get the information. You're just going to have to piece it together. Because if we set it straight out, it would be too forward, too much. So we went around the mountain. So we got Carolyn and Bob to soften it so that when we say what we say, it won't be so staunch are so strident with the conditioned responses that you'll go, oh, yeah, he did say that, but you won't note that we said it. But it'll be recorded, and then you come back and go, well, goddamn, there it was right there. Yeah, you know we do that like that. We got to keep you alive, Bob, till next week, at least till next week.
Right, but you're saying the contact, it sounds like we're not going to tell anybody. That's going to be secret at first? Did you say something like that?
We didn't say, do whatever you do, it doesn't matter. Do whatever you do, it doesn't matter. But nobody's going to know when you're taken. Yeah. No one knows when you're taken.
It seems like this last part was okay to talk about, the distraction.
That's right, because it allows them to have something to chew on, and it even matches up with the dichotomy of where the news feed is today. Which is great. We're starting to admit these things that we've been saying all along, all of a sudden.
Right. So, Carolyn, you're saying the last 5 minutes can be broadcast?
Yeah. Sure.
And what was that about? He started with the blood clot, right?
Yeah, people getting vaxxed and dying. People getting vaxxed. And, you know, I've been saying that all along. It's the vaccines. Yeah. And in the beginning, it was, well, you know, it's going to be the people who get the vaccine and then get another virus. But I always say right now, it's more about just all the vaccines. Now, I don't know if this can be played, but this question and answer, I've heard that they didn't put the poisonous stuff in all the vaccines in the beginning days. They just put them in a percentage so that not everybody was affected. So they can say, well, not everybody's affected. Was that the case, and now they're putting the poison in everything?
Yeah. Wait. There's another element that you're missing. The patriot level. The patriot level is the next big hoodoo.
That's the subcultures that you warned us about.
Well, they're going to become the culture.
Right, and they're the ones that the grannies waiting for anybody to knock on their door. Is that what you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Or it'll be expressed differently.
Rapping, tapping on my chamber door. Yeah, don't do that, Bob. Don't go ringing people's doorbells. Don't do it.
Right, but are the Patriots gathering in Crystal City with the truckers, that kind of stuff? Or are they just secretly
That's Saturday.
What was the other? The subcultures. How will they respond to the aliens? Will they ignore it? They're too stupid to recognize.
Do you know the term Watcher Six?
No, Watcher Six. You said that recently, I think.
Yeah, watch behind you.
Watch your back. Watch your back.
Right. All right. That was
If you understand the patriots, the real patriots, what happens is you understand that you can give them keywords and they'll follow. We know what to say for them to follow because they want to win.
Right. Right. Now,
We don't want any carpetbaggers.
Any of these subculture patriots know about Bob and Carolyn's role in all this and JW?
Carolyn will understand this. There's a bunch of people now that call themselves time travelers, which is ridiculous. But they even talk about Bob, the doctor of tomorrow, and all this kind of stuff. And they know about you and J.R. Bob Dobbs and the Church of Subgenius and how you bank at Wells Fargo and, you know, all that stuff. They know all that, and they're talking about it hard. And they're trying to pimp the patriots to take notice or acknowledge you are going to be the thing that saves them.
And then some of them are trying to tell other patriots to notice that? Is that what you just
said?
They are telling them. So,
issues, Bob. There are issues. We got to see. It can get affected or affected. But we have to see because they're trying to make the calamities line up. Jen Psaki has got a problem. And so this has got to be a solution. She wants to be talking about that, not about what's fucked up with the fake White House or the non-White House and the non-president and why the president's not the president of the United States of America, you know, the normal stuff.
And the DNA will be discovered within a week or two?
Don't know that. That'll be when it be. That'll come out wash day. You don't have to worry about it.
Gene Psaki.
Gene Psaki wants anything to run the cycle because they're not talking about how Biden's not a real president or it's not Joe Biden that is the president and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
So right now it is coming up 7 in the evening. Did she answer questions today? Did she have a press conference?
Yes.
Mute. How did she address the picture, the fake White House pictures?
She didn't. She just said she didn't. She acted like it wasn't the case. She just acted like it wasn't a thing.
Right. Okay, so right now she's in, quote, the war room, and they're huddling around. They don't know about us. They don't know that they should wait for whatever Bob does on Saturday. They don't think about that stuff, right? They're probably not in the loop. Do you agree?
Mostly. They're catching on, Bob. They're catching on, Bob, so you know.
Some people, right. That I know, or what's the you know? I should know
they're catching on. Yes.
Uh-huh. They're catching on that we know. But, okay, so they're discussing right now, they don't have a breakthrough. They don't have a distracting thing as of now.
They didn't conquer. They didn't conquer the coronavirus. They didn't give everybody 40 acres and a mule. They can't convince people that $5 trillion is free. Not going to cost a penny. $5 trillion, not going to cost a penny. Okay, it's got to be paid for. Yeah, but nobody making less than $9 million or whatever it was is going to pay a penny. It's going to like, no, wait a minute now. Hold on. What? You said it was free. How is it not going to cost some people if it's free? If it don't cost a penny, then it's paid for. So that's like, okay, we're going to go to dinner. We paid, Carolyn paid the dinner, and Carolyn said dinner was free. No, it wasn't free. Carolyn paid for the damn dinner. She paid for the fucking dinner. It wasn't for free. Now, just because you didn't pay for it doesn't mean it's maybe free to you. But you're going to pay for it because Carolyn's going to make you pay sooner or later for that dinner that she bought for you. You know, so you're going to have a board meeting. You're going to answer for that money somewhere on Life's Road. See, when you look at it like that. And that's the thing they got out here circling the wagons. They're basically digging themselves a hole so deep they can't get out. And everybody's like, you lost your damn mind. What do you mean it's free? Free? I'm paying $10 a gallon for gasoline, and can't buy pig. Pig's $300. Side meat's $300 a slab. It used to be $10. Can't even buy bacon anymore. It's ridiculous. So.
Okay, so. I was going to say, this is what I would open the private session that we will broadcast, Carolyn, because it implies something's going on, which we couldn't tell everybody, but just Jen is got a problem. So that's a good way to show what's been going on. But then I would come to why, if I can talk about it, why are the ships not allowed on the shores of America? What's blocking them?
They got to starve them out.
Why?
They got to start. They can't. Okay. The truth is they got to starve them out. You can't have all that produce coming in. You can't have all that. You got to starve them out. You got to make them hungry. You got to make, because when the rebellion begins, the only way to do it, read the thing, Bob. This has been out since Hoover days. Cut them off. Give them this information. Cut off the food supply. Keep them in the dark. Make them be like mushrooms. Feed them shit and keep them in the dark. Don't let them be able to coagulate. Don't let them get together. Don't let them assemble. Keep them separate. Take away their guns. Take away their ammunition. Keep them. Then go house to house to house. If they're not vaccinated, drag them to the FEMA camp until the pandemic is over. Yes, Dave.
So the who ordered the cargo ships to stop, not to land, and starve people. Is that the cabal that's been in operation for like 5 years now?
Yeah, let's just say that. There's bigger steps to that. There's bigger steps, meaning the aliens have an involvement because they stand to gain a bit on this conversation, but don't give them credit for it. Just make it be about the Politburo. Let's do it that way.
Right, and those, we're talking about the old aliens when we say the aliens have a stake in
it. That's correct.
Yeah.
That's correct. You are correct.
Does anybody in the, no, we can't talk about this, but
well,
I'll just ask you privately. Yeah, does anybody in the Politburo know the new aliens are showing up very soon?
Yeah.
How
if
would
you
they
notice
know?
Everyone... Look at the whole thing, Bob. Everything has this ominous sense of urgency lately. If you notice, everybody's answering the question with bated breath. It's like, well, if I live till next Tuesday, it'll be a really good day. Well, if it holds long enough, we'll be able to figure, well, I've got enough beans and rice to last for about 2 months, but after that, I don't know if it's going to work out. Blah, 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 blah. If you listen to what everybody's saying, even in the skew, in the news series, like, well, let's just get through this and then we'll see what's next. Don't worry about the border. The border's fucked up. Yeah, we know it's fucked up, but that's not the issue here. We got to deal with this. All right, Jen Psaki would say, I'll circle back to that. And then do a lot of circling back to that.
Does she regret being in the position she's in? Does she wish she could just go home and kick back?
Well, the only reason she's in, there's pictures with Joe Biden rubbing her titties, and that's how she got that job in the first place. The live Joe Biden was rubbing her titties. Yeah, there's pictures. You can find it.
And
rubbing her titties when she was young.
Right. She represented
as a press spokesman for the Pentagon, Department of Defense or something, she represented the insiders who knew about the aliens in the Pentagon, or she was never included in that knowing?
No, because you can't let them know too much. She couldn't have that job because you'll get fucked up. Can't know too much. Yeah, God help those that know too much. That's why we keep carrying off the billboards. The last thing you want is Dr. Dean on billboards today.
Right. Mm-hmm. So the so Jen is a dupe. She's been, but she represents the real control of the Pentagon and the Chinese and Fauci behind the Biden image. She was part of that loop and knew that they were lying to the American public. She knew that.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, whatever that all means, but yeah, you're right. Your theory is sound, but your contortion is off a little bit, but it's good enough. It don't matter. It's all good.
Right.
It's clear.
But the point
it's
is,
clear. It's like us, Bob. It's clear as mud.
Right. But she's realizing right now that the gang that she thought she was working for, she thought they would win, they realized we're not going to win. Something is out of control here. That's what she's confronting.
Now they're messed up. Now it's messed up because now even the Democrats is hating on Biden. You can't do that. Hold on now. What?
Yeah, now what released those pictures? Did McAfee do that? Who released it?
Uh-huh.
Did Ion do it? You did. Is Sidney Powell involved with that, exposing the White House on the pictures level, or she's involved with other matters around the audit and the Supreme Court and what will be revealed about the election fraud. She's very involved with that. Why does she have a croaky voice? Maybe a lot of mucus. Is she not completely healthy along Carolyn's standards?
No, she's not. She's nervous. She's nervous.
Sidney Powell. Why is she nervous?
Because all this shit she's responsible for, she's got to gauge how she does this. If she gets too far out, the next thing you know, she could take Kate Brown out as the governor. She could take her Kate Brown out, but then what's going to replace it? She's very responsible for what's going on. It's a problem. So she's got the way of the world trying to work it out. Meanwhile, she's got ridiculous Lynn Wood running around saying that the devil's trying to suck somebody's dick and it's somebody else's dick that's not attached to them and they're not this and we don't know, and this is God's word, and God's word's going to let the devil come and suck your dick. And I mean, it's crazy shit you ever seen. She's having to deal with all that. She owns that. So, it's trouble.
In other words, she's in charge with the degree of collapse as the stuff is revealed. She's in charge of it somehow. But she has doesn't she? Yeah,
but she can't depend on – how are you going to depend on Bob? When's the last – ask Carolyn how it works out for you when you depend on Bob. How does that work out, Carolyn? Does that work out good when you depend on Bob? Now, let's put a lot of stock in that one. That'll be important. We'll really work on that. Yeah.
That's the tech body talking. That's not Ion. My buddy Ion, he knows why I'm successful. So does she count on and get new light nightstand documents from Ion, or those aren't necessary anymore?
She does, because it's always evolving, Bob. It's getting more hectic now than ever.
Right.
It's more crazy now than ever.
Is Xi Jinping, Ion said a year ago, Xi Jinping was worried, he'd be toppled. How is he doing today? Is he even alive?
He's scared to death. He's alive, but he's scared to death. Because there's no end.
He knows.
And what he's won, he can't control.
Yeah.
Because when the Three Gorges goes, China's gone.
What about Afghanistan and the Taliban? He got that, didn't he?
Yeah, but what good is that going to do in a minute? You got to feed them sand niggers, Bob.
Right. And meanwhile, the Taliban are over here polluting the water. Have they started that yet?
Yep.
So Glenn got sick. He got food poisoning a week or so ago. Was that due to the poisoning in the Costco circuit of food? He got an effect of it?
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, because if he wasn't on the products, he would have died.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's getting really hectic now. And He's being good. You know, he's being good, so it's all right. He's going to be all right. He can laugh his way out of it till he can't.
He's going to what his way out? What was the verb?
Laugh his way out of this until he can't.
The seven seals, in a bit of description, you can mute Bob, in a bit of description about them, it says, upon the Lamb of God / Lion of Judah opening a seal. Is that who's opening the first four seals?
Mm-hmm, yep.
And the Lamb of God, that's us, right?
Correct. For the marriage supper of the Lamb, yes, that's you arriving. That's the people versus the swamp.
That's so cool. And the Lion of
Judah.
First seal.
Revelation 6:2 is the first seal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 6. And the Lion of Judah. I've heard about the lion. I don't know about the Lion of Judah. Who is that an example of?
It was Judah Ben-Hur. Judah is the whole condition. That is the Revelation 5:5.
Mm-hmm.
See, do not weep. See, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root and branch of Jesse, the root of David, has conquered. So that he can open the scroll is separate, and its seven seals.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm. It's a multi-orgasmic experience.
The Lamb of God is me, so I'm opening the first seals. So, but what you're saying is
from
Judah.
From the scroll. The scroll where
Judah.
The seals are. The scroll is what, that's the verb. That's the opening of that, the predicate of the scroll is what's important. That's what's written. That's what Bob says, McLuhan says, but McLuhan's dead, but that's what Bob is making reference to, of the written word that was, has to become. To become.
Yeah, so the scroll has to be open to get to the seven seals. So you're saying Judah opens the scroll. So the whole condition, meaning, you know, that everything that's happening now makes it obvious that the scroll is open or has to be opened.
Correct. Because the Lamb is worthy.
Because because people are being put in the position of either die or sin, so the ascending ones are the worthy ones.
And then I saw the Lamb who appeared to have been slain. What? I saw the Lamb who appeared to have been slain, standing in the center of the throne, encircled by the four living creatures and the elders. The Lamb had seven horns and seven eyes, which represent the seven spirits of God sent out unto all the earth.
Mm-hmm.
That's 5 and 6, Revelations 5:6.
Was that you? You're the Lamb?
Yeah, we are all the Lamb. The ascending. So, yeah, Jack may go into this because I sent him these words because he was asking the question. So I'll leave it at that. That's awesome.
So who's Judah? Genesis 49:9.
Okay.
Genesis 49:9.
Okay. Who is Judah? I'll look at that. Thank you.
And then you kind of go from the stump of Jesse, the root and the branch. Isaiah 11:1. We're going to get you somewhere. You want to get somewhere? We'll get you somewhere. Isaiah 11:1. Then you got to go down. You got to go to find out how Jesse stands as a banner and that the nation seek Bob and that his place of rest will be glorious. Isaiah 11:10. And then you got to find out what they're really talking about here. How do you interpret these things? How do you know what Mae Russell was trying to say? That's in Daniel 7:16. Then you go down a little further, and you got to figure out how this root appears and how the Gentiles have legion over the Gentiles to put their in the place their hope into this thing. Romans 15:2. All right. Then you got to find out how the descendants of Judah, which is you, and the tribe to as to which Moses said nothing about priest, is in Hebrews 7:14. And then you got the one who overcomes, you grant the right to sit with me on my throne, just as I overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. Revelation 3:21. Good. That's excellent. So now you know, you have the scroll to go through the whole thing, figuring out Judah, the root of David, the branch of Jesse, the true part sons of God, the true part sons of Moses, the true part sons of God. And don't cry. Don't cry like a bitch, because they'll get you.
Oh, yeah, I'm holding them back, I'll tell you.
Weep not. It's pretty bad, and it's going to get worse, but your stock, see, look, now you're looking at this from your objective. You look at your world, and you go, wait a second, if I couldn't go to the store for 2 weeks, I can make it. And you can survive, and you do great because you live like that. You know what I'm saying?
I get 3 months.
That you like.
I get 3 months.
But you like. But the only reason you do that is because you like certain things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. People don't buy $90 chocolate bars, Carolyn. No, they just don't
I
do
deserve
that.
Them.
So if you're gonna have them, you got to have them in the house. You can't go order them and wait to see where they come sitting somewhere. So therefore, you have put yourself in this capitulated position of being prepared. So it's in the house. See, it's in the house, and that's a good thing because now it's like, aha, so this is good. And Bob's easy because he doesn't want any variety. He wants the same thing. More of the same, the better for him. Does it taste the same? He don't care. What does it taste like? He don't really notice. If it tastes good, he says it tastes good, but he wouldn't know. He wouldn't know compared. How did it taste from the last one? It was good. It was good. I liked it, whatever it was. I don't know. Carolyn, do we eat this? Yes, Bob. Okay, move on down the line. So he's easy. So you're going to do fine. But there's people around you aren't.
Okay, the first question then. In the Revelation revealed, you said, those who don't ascend, the birds will peck their eyes out and eat them up.
Yeah.
Are the birds representing the tech body?
Yes, if in the movie the birds represented the outside system, If you'll say it that way, then we'll agree.
Okay. And that's good.
Because birds are driven. The birds that return to Capistrano, they do that from a vibrational frequency. So they know. They follow vibration. That's what you're saying the tech body is. So, yes, they would follow that.
So the birds are the tech body, Carol?
They follow the frequency. They follow the frequency of the tech body. So the birds are not the tech body, Bob. The birds listen to the tech body, and they say, fly this way, they fly that way. They say, peck your eyes out, they'll peck your eyes out. You know, if they want Ben to eat them, they line up so Ben can eat them. The resident domicile.
So what did you find out about the birds in the last 2 minutes?
The tech body will direct the birds.
They will what?
And that Ben likes the taste of birds.
Yeah. What will the tech body do, Carol?
Direct the birds to peck your eyes out.
Why would they peck people's eyes out?
Because the tech body's mean.
Because it's what's going to happen in the process. If you're not ascending, you're going to be suspect to every of the plagues.
Problems. It's about those who aren't ascending that the birds go after, and. In there, you mentioned the Great Exodus. Is that us going to Andromeda?
As well. We have to hang out at the bunker for a second, but we're trying to make that not so long. And see, because once the AO2 catches up, see, everybody would have to stay in the bunker forever because of the AO2 SO4. But because of your good condition, good breeding, and the completion formulas, you'll be able to withstand that easy. That'll be overwhelming in the first little bit, but after that, you know, what we call dope sick, you'll be dope sick for a second, getting rid of the oxygen. That's challenging. Mm-hmm. Then after that, then it's a piece of cake.
What part of Revelations is the bird? Just give the quotes where they are.
I can find it. It doesn't matter.
No, just say it.
Bob wants you to say where the birds were.
So people listening can look it up.
Oh, so people listening can look it up. Yeah, true. Can you say Ion or will I look it up?
We can. I mean, you got to get it two parts. Two parts. Shit. I mean.
Let me not pecterize it. peck their eyes out. It looks like it's
Matthew 5:29,
Bob.
And Proverbs 30:17.
2017, sorry, or
30:17.
And in Revelation, that's where I first found it. It's verse 18. I wonder what book, what chapter. Eat the flesh, line the midst, angel standing. Esther, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. 15. Look, searching. Good grief. That's a long chapter.
Goes on forever.
Yeah. And a lot of words. I mean, Revelation revealed, if people don't have this, they really should get this. Because it's...
it was pretty good.
Pretty good. And we did that way back in 2010. So, Revelation 19. So, the thing about pecking was Revelation 19:19. Right there. Okay, so next question. Where is there an Armageddon? Why is there an Armageddon at the end of time? Is that now?
Oh, it is now. And the Armageddon is that end. So you have no time's up. The war is about to be over, one way or the other.
Time's up, yeah.
It's the Battle of the Ages. And so what happens is it's got to be settled, because we've been going on with this forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. Enough. Fuck. Live, die, do, don't, fuck. Just do what you do. And everybody talks about how the planet is so overfilled, and yet you can drive for miles and miles and miles and miles and drive 1,000 miles across Kansas and not see two people. It don't make no sense. I mean, you look at that. I mean, there's just a handful of people. They're not even in the handful of people that live on Maui. For Pete's sake, but 10 times more people there than live there than are there represented right now. Don't know quite sure how they'd sustain it, but, I mean, they would. You just grow, you know, you grow your food. No big deal.
Bob, do you have any other question about Armageddon at the end of time?
Yeah. Didn't you say a few weeks ago, Ion, that Armageddon started in 1947 in Israel?
And the first time, yeah.
The first Armageddon, there's been many?
So far.
Right, so
it's
now we're in the
ongoing,
final one.
It's like the temple. There's always a temple, and now they're waiting for the temple to be rebuilt.
Yeah.
Remember that?
So history, the double duty in Tarot Bang was August 6th, 1945,
the bombing Hiroshima and Nagasaki, that's the end of history. And then we've been, as I said on the album, back in the late 80s, been running on the same spot, recycling, Baroque spiraling the archetypes like Armageddon and Apocalypse and all the other themes. They've been homeopathically replayed since 1945, would you say?
Correct.
Right. But now we reach the... are we moving into the septad? Out of the hexad?
Yes.
Or are we still...
Yes.
We're moving out of
yes.
the hexad.
There's lots of tarantula venom too, Bob. We like that.
Right. In the septad. Okay.
Yeah.
So you get that, Carol? The hexadic version of the Armageddon apocalypse is coming to a close. Mm. So the septad sounds like Lockdown Bob Rule, more obvious. Didn't you begin saying Bob does something? You said 20 minutes ago.
Nah.
Oh, the nations run. The nations run to Bob.
Bob,
remember that?
Yeah,
Carol?
Yeah, yeah. Right, right.
The
but Bob
run to Bob.
Bob. Yeah, the nations run to Bob, but Bob don't do nothing. He ain't gonna, Bob ain't gonna do. You can't depend on Bob to do anything.
So they run to Bob as we transition into the septad, right?
Correct.
That's what you're saying.
Yeah,
there we have it, Carol.
Okay. Revelation 1:19, and I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army. Bob wanted me to ask if he's the one sitting on the horse.
Mm.
No, the kings of the earth. Am I the king
kings
of, the,
of
earth?
The earth,
the Lord of lords?
Oh,
Carolyn.
Even more.
No. Come on, Bob. You'd have to do something to do that. No, no, you're not. You're not filling out a job application, Bob. You're all right. You stay in Dark Soul Incorporated. You'll be okay.
All right. So is this aligning up with the Leopold II in Belgium that Nostradamus talks about? They gather together to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army. Who's sitting on the horse?
What?
Look, they somebody lined up in their armies to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army. Who sat on the horse?
One of four of the horsemen. One of the four horsemen, Bob.
Wow.
Well, what's that mean? That's one of the...
Oh, yeah, the first one is the one about the conquest. So it could be the first one, is that the white one?
Yes. Yeah, but he's saying the horse of the apocalypse sat on the horse. Who sat on the first horse?
Well, they're the four horsemen. So one of the horsemen is sitting on the horse.
And who is that?
That would be the conquestor. It is the first horseman, a man on a white horse, detailed in Revelation 6:2. I looked up and saw a white horse standing there. Its rider carried a bow, and a crown was placed on his head. He rode out to win many battles and gain the victory. He may also stand for the Antichrist, a charismatic leader who will soon emerge as a false imitation of Jesus Christ. So that's like the Wikipedia version. What do you have to say about that, Ion?
Just before Ion says, so who is the horseman? Donald Trump Jr., Steve Bannon in the war room? Who is the horseman of the first phase, Ion?
Well.
We killed him.
Killed who?
You.
Not Bob. Can't kill Bob.
Bob is asking who is the horseman?
The four horsemen, one of the four apocalypse riders.
Yeah, is that Donald Trump Jr., Kimberly
no.
Guilfoyle?
No. No.
Steve Bannon?
No.
They don't have a name? They're an archetype or something?
Their name is written.
Where?
In the scripture.
Revelation.
Did you come up with the name, Carol?
There's no name, but it's a man on a white horse. He's saying it's
no,
just Ayn that.
No, Ayn says it's written. Ayn says the name is written.
Hmm. Hmm.
Carol likes to give up too quickly.
What is the name,
well,
Carol?
It's a representation, maybe, of these guys. Ayn. Okay, going back. The name is written. Bob was attacking Ayn about wanting to know, is there a person of this time right now that is represented as the different horsemen?
No, the horseman on the first horse.
It's an archetype. It's not a person. It's not a spirit. It's a grouping of everything.
Mm-hmm.
If you had to do it that way, you could say it's all the Trump supporters on the white horse.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Or something crazy like that.
Yeah. Okay, Bob, can I move on?
Yeah.
And the next part of that, around chapter 19, who are the King of Kings that will reign forever? That sounds
gods.
Like the God sounds like us, yeah. Okay. Is that enough for you, Bob? Do you want more?
The King of Kings designed them?
Is the gods, us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. And the next one, you mentioned Afghanistan in relationship to Megiddo. What is the role of Afghanistan since it's so far away? From
it's not so far away. It's close. It's close.
No.
Not far.
What is the role of Afghanistan?
Oh, the minerals.
Well, how are the minerals going to affect a Megiddo war?
It's what they're going to fight over.
Gotcha.
The beef, they're going to beef over it.
Of course, they have to have something to fight over. Is China going to be involved in that fight?
Yeah, they will. If they make it, there may not be nothing left. They may self-abort.
Mm-hmm.
They literally could self-abort. Nobody's counting on that. Nobody's adding that into the pictorial. They most certainly could.
Mm-hmm. And the self-abortion, I mean, there's so many things. Is it about the flooding if that the final dam breaks?
Yeah. The Three Gorges. That's what Bob calls it.
Yeah.
Gorges.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the main thing that will abort them?
Yes, and there's that North Country that Bob talks about often. They'll have something to say about that too, because that'll be about the only thing left.
And what will they have to say about it?
You're talking about Mongolia, Upper Mongolia?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. They'll, that's where all the power is.
Oh, my gosh. So that's where
you'll
the
see.
Mountain is?
No. No, that's another part of it.
Mm-hmm.
The mountain that we know is another part of the power in Mongolia. Is that what you just said?
That's good. That's right.
Yeah.
Very good, Bob.
Yeah.
Very good. It's a subset.
Carol, I was, right. Okay. The mountain is a subset of Mongolia.
Or Mongolia is a subset of the mountain.
Okay. So, Carol, when the Taliban took over Afghanistan, that was the setting of the Armageddon. That's a major factor. Like, Americans were in shock that these terrorists took over that property. That's the sign of moving into the final battle of Megiddo, right?
Mm-hmm. Good. Oh, God. Bob's read Ezra Pound, so he's smart now.
Okay, very good, Bob. Came in once more to save the day. And other things, though, about about China, this whole real estate crisis, is that going to crash them?
In China or here?
Is it going to crash China first?
They don't really care.
Really? Why?
They don't sell. So if you don't sell, it doesn't matter what it is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
See?
But
it's going to
crash some of the companies, though, isn't it?
If they don't sell, how could it?
But they have money. They have borrowed money in order to build the buildings.
Yeah. And if money goes away, they'll have no money to pay it back.
Okay, so that's
everybody.
Not...
Oh, wait, now, turn this around. Okay, they had COVID-19 in here, and everybody borrowed money and built buildings, and they had people renting their houses and renting their apartments, and nobody paid the rent. Okay, now the landlords was on the hook for that. All right, but they don't tell. They told about the people who weren't getting dispossessed because of this, but you didn't see a single person getting thrown out of their building. Nobody lost their building. Everybody fussed about it. But where was where they lined them up? Where the sheriff was coming and throwing the renters out of somebody's building that they lost to the bank.
Yeah.
See the rub?
Crazy.
It didn't make any difference. That should have crushed the world right there, but it didn't. Because Bob made stupid rules, just keep typing. And they did. So it's like, okay, we don't got to do this. Fuck this work. Work? Who the hell is going to work? We'll just sit right here and watch Netflix. We'll take up day drinking. We'll make it. We'll survive. We'll drink our way out of debt.
Yeah, Bob.
I thought we were talking about the buildings being built in China.
Yeah, we were.
We are.
Now we shipped it to America as real estate.
China's building these cities, building these highways to places and building these cities that don't go nowhere. Nobody's living there. These monster cities, whole cities that are just sitting there. They don't care. They're not selling them. So it's like,
wow.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they figure they'll use them.
They weren't planned for plandemic occupants or post-plandemic
They weren't
occupants.
Made. Stop. They weren't built to bring a profit or money. They weren't built to bring a profit or money. So therefore, if they don't bring a profit, it doesn't matter. That's not what they were made for.
Keep people busy.
Well, they had to work, and then they had the city, the benefit of a city. So when they need a city, they got one.
Yeah. Okay.
So
It's crazy.
Because China had to make business for the people who had to be working. They're slaves. Slaves have to work. So they had to do something. Well, there was nothing to do. So they go build a city. Come back when it's done. It's like the pyramids. We didn't need all them pyramids. A couple of pyramids would be good. Well, we got all these Hebrew slaves. Plus, they got to do something. They're always under my feet. I get out, get the. Y'all go build an obelisk. Go on, go build an obelisk. Let me know when you do.
Run around the block.
But
yeah,
it's ridiculous. Keeping them busy. Get where I can't see you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, then the other thing that I wonder affecting China is the Belt and I thought it was the Silk and Belt Road. That seems to be falling apart. Is that the case?
Yes. But remember, we said that then. We said that long ago when Roxy was trying to make it a big deal.
Yeah.
Remember? And she was still making a thing.
Yeah. So it's falling apart. Is it because the countries that they claim to be helping are rebelling?
No. They're helping with no help. See, they're doing their thing, but it's really not a help. It's kind of let me give you some stuff for your country. to make you produce yeah. something or make something or be something or have something. But what they're giving them isn't making them become anything. So the mm-hmm. the Silk Road is great, but they have no silk worms.
Yeah.
You don't have silk worms, you don't have much silk. So the Silk Road becomes... go ahead, sorry.
Was it just smoke and mirrors then, all right from the beginning?
No. It was supposed to be the most wonderful thing ever. It could be copied from the Qing Dynasty, from the Ming Dynasty. Oh, my God, you could go on and on and on about that civilization forever. And these are dynasties, Karen. These aren't like a bad day. These are dynasties,
mm-hmm.
which is huge.
So it was
is a big part.
Yeah, they were trying to conquer the world by doing it this way.
Well, that was the world they were. They weren't conquering the world. They were making a world. See, they weren't conquering in those days. They weren't conquering anything. They were making it. That's the difference.
Yeah.
That's huge. No, that's the most hugest thing you said.
Yeah.
There was nothing to conquer.
Those days.
In the dynasty days.
Mm-hmm.
They were making a world. They were building a world.
Mm-hmm. They weren't conquering it. They were creating it the first time.
Wow.
Oh, yay. Right, we did.
Did Joshua conquer one-third of the Canaanite kings? And were they aliens?
Yeah. Okay. But don't say aliens because you're just going to mess it up. Were they foreigners to say yes?
Because
you don't know. Some of them were miscegenated. So they were some part to part.
Mm-hmm.
Who were the foreigners, Carolyn?
The Canaanite
kings. Third of the
kings
that were conquerors.
Mm-hmm. That would conquer. He's some guy. Some guy.
Oh, God, Bob. You just beat everything. He's so innocent, too, Carolyn. That's the thing. He's innocent. He's just so innocent. Who's Joshua?
Joshua.
That's pretty good.
Okay.
That's pretty good.
Next question.
That was pretty good. That was clever.
He still wants to know.
Look it up, Bob.
Joshua.
Carolyn, Google it for him so he'll know.
I did. Moses' assistant in the books of Exodus and Numbers, and later succeeded Moses as leader of the Israelite tribe.
He took the mantle because Moses fucked up. Moses was disobedient. He struck the white stone with his staff. That's what he was told not to do, and the water came out. But it was wrong way. It was the pornographic version. And besides that, Moses was a murderer because he whooped an Egyptian soldier. Killed him. He's a murderer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so go to our Moses question, Carol.
I am at the Moses question. Did Joshua conquer a third of the Canaanite kings? Yes.
Yes.
And were they aliens? They were foreigners.
Mostly.
Some of them misogynating.
Yeah.
Misogynated.
What's that mean?
They're
blended. Right. Nephilim.
Were they still giants?
Mm-hmm. Giants, as referred to in Ragnarok.
Right.
They weren't giants as in tall people. They were just giants that they were different. They drank the mead. You know, the Odin's boys.
Interesting. They weren't the world's tallest midget.
Correct.
So the next question, Revelation 1:20. Where were the beast and the false prophet taken? And were they Fauci and Bill Gates?
It's a representation. There's more than just that. Those aren't the only big baddies. Those are not the only baddies. Not the bad people. There's lots of bad things.
Yeah.
You know, there's lots of that.
Yeah.
So they represent that block. So it's like saying all Nazis are bad. all Nazis aren't bad. Some mm-hmm. of them were seriously bad, but all the Nazis weren't bad. So you're putting them all in the same soup is a little hard.
Yeah. So where were the beast and the false prophet taken? So first of all, I think we should know what is the beast in this regard.
Well, what is the beast? We've done that to death. What okay. represents the beast? What represents the beast?
Beast. Bob St. Leopold II.
We can hear him, and that's good. Someone say it's mammon. Some would say that the beast is mammon. Some would say it's the systems of the world who have moved into a place to become the kingdoms of your God. That's to no avail. To no avail.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Some would say it's Babylon, you see.
Okay, yeah.
Because mm-hmm. that was to take over the world. It was the world. You didn't take over Babylon. Babylon was the world. It couldn't take over itself.
Mm-hmm.
It failed. Babylon has fallen, but it took
Babylon.
A minute.
Babylon. Yeah.
See,
and
so
when
you say it that way, it represents those categories and conditions rather than a zip code like Mayberry RFD.
Mm. Well, and then the false prophet, though, would that be like the media giving us false information all the time?
But no, because they're just getting away with what they can get away with.
Mm-hmm.
See, it's not necessarily false. Because, see, now they're mm-hmm. saying stuff now. They're coming back and saying, oh, yeah, the White House is fake. Okay, that's not false. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
It just took them a long time to say it. Or they ignored all the significant parts to say, oh, yeah, they all went to them Epstein's Island, but we're not talking about that. What does that mean? They told a lie? No, they just didn't tell it.
So the false prophet in this, the false prophet in this regard, then what would you say that is?
The Church of Peter.
Mm. Wow. Mm. What did Peter do?
We didn't make a lot of Catholic friends there, did we?
No. Peter broke it all down. So Peter.
That's what the Catholic Church is based on.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
The fisherman, the Basilica of Peter,
mm-hmm.
the one crucified mm-hmm. upside down.
So the false prophet is the whole Catholic Church?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. What did they do that was false prophecy?
They made everything be about poor and being poverty stricken, and they took all the money and they lapped it onto themselves. They take a vow of poverty and they move into a palace.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You see? And they run their whole world based on the income that it produces and creates. And then they come back around and try to sell you indulgences, which goes back to Bob's fucked up printing press, to sell so you can save your dead people out of a grave.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So then you come back around. It's a false prophet. It falsely represents the whole position. Now, that's where King Henry, who was trying to diddle who he wanted to diddle, he's the fucking king. He can fuck who he wants to fuck, I guess. I mean, he kind of did, whether he was supposed to or not or wanted to, he kind of did. So it's like it, don't like it, it didn't make any difference to him. But then it came back around full circle to say, okay, I'll break away from the Catholic Church and I'll be my own church.
Mm-hmm.
Queen Elizabeth's trying to pull that even now, isn't she?
But when he broke away from Peter, I mean, he broke away from their keeping people poor and subjugated.
No, Jesus.
But,
no, Jesus said the poor would always be with you. They'll always be poor. That's never, you know, mm-hmm. that's people going to piddle it away. That's no big deal. That's normal. We'd say that's normal.
But it's like the Church of England was built on this guy just wanting to have a whole bunch of mistresses.
Yeah, but see, but then you got the Jonathan Edwards sermon, Sinners in the Hands of an Angry God, that brought it back to some reformation. You had a reform mm-hmm. party that reformed it to a position where you didn't have to pray or go to a mass to let somebody pray you out of hell. You could work your mm-hmm. own way out of hell. So mm-hmm. it, like pornography, it gave the idea of what could be, what the potential was, but then after a little bit, you sort of got in there and figured it out for yourself after a little bit, you see.
Yeah.
And happily so.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So the Protestant church got the world going into wealth-making, what would they call progress and technology, because
well,
they were a bit freed from the poverty Vatican line.
Until you had your Joseph folks that turned into the Latter-day Saints, and then you had the exponentialist that came up with a whole other thing, and then you had the Church of God and the Church of Christ and all that Herbert W. Armstrong business. See?
And Jehovah's Witness.
That's right. Stirring all that into the same conversation. That's what Prince was. Yeah.
So that's the fragmentation caused by the printing press that McLuhan talks about. That was the Protestant era. The last 300 or 400
uh-huh.
years is a time
and
of
you say
individualism.
Era? Are you saying era as a span of time or error as a mistake?
Both.
We say both. Good. We say both. Good.
Yeah.
Glad you brought it up, Bob.
Yeah. So. The Roman Catholic Church represents an integration that was before the printing press. And under the TV world of Cardinal Spellman and those guys in the 50s, the Catholic Church sort of got a bit of charisma, even though
shit,
they were still...
No, take it back.
No?
No, go back. Go back to the fucking Borgias. The Borgias gave it charisma. How are you going to have a pope with living children, Bob? How does that work? How does that work?
That's the Catholic Church. Church of Peter did that.
Correct. Well, no, the Borgias took advantage of it.
But
remember
see, the
Borgias.
Yeah,
made a lot of money
with
the Borgias. Do you remember?
Yes. The Church of
uh-huh.
Peter was not fragmented like the Protestant Church with many sects. So it had an integrated corporate patina. Wasn't that an advantage as the electric medium imploded in the 20th century? Remember how
well,
the Pope became a big
hold
figure.
Hold on. No, that's not the case. Because in each place you have the deacons. Then you have the altar people. Then you have the priest in training. Then you got the second line. Then you got the priest. Then you got the bishop. Then you got the archbishop. Then you got the cardinal. And each place was over its own thing. So like the archbishop of Bogolaw, blue, blue, blue. He would be representation of the Pope in that diocese. So it was exactly that, Bob. It was exactly that same pecking order. Same thing. Same
right.
issue.
Right, the bureaucracy.
Just broke it down within its own bureaucratic sleeve of ridiculousness. So good.
Right. Yeah, McLuhan pointed that out. The Vatican, once the printing press came in, it became a bureaucracy too. The printing press altered all worlds, no matter what their
and
denomination
so, it was.
It was
such a poor church, it had to make its own bank, Bob. It's a pretty poor church, isn't it?
Right. Okay. So what's the question we're doing here? The Church of Peter. Oh, yeah. The Church of Peter started with the Nicene Creed Council in 70.
No, but way before that. Way before that, Bob. Way before that.
Well, before Jesus?
Yeah, about it, yeah. About it.
Babylon? The Church of Peter is Babylon?
No, but the rites are included in it. There's lots of the rites that are included in that. So, yeah, it's represented. See, all these things are blended into the church, the diocese. That's why, well, here's the problem. if Jesus is the church and Jesus is really clear and Jesus worked this all out, why do you need a council to say what Jesus said? Why don't you just go with what Jesus said? No, they had to have a council decide what was said. Oh, no, that's a little bit too far. Oh, no, that Mary Magdalene, she was a whore. She was a whore of Babylon. No, 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 we better leave that down. Lay that down, leave that. Oh, no, no. The Maccabees, oh, fuck, no, not no damn Maccabees. What? You going to let Aleister Crowley get in the pulpit? No, 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 no. John Dee don't know shit. Back his ass out of here. No, 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 no. We're not doing all that, see? And so you bring it all back in, it's kind of like, oh. So it's like, oh.
So the Nicene Council consolidated the Babylonian rites, or the afterimage of them, that were already in place before Jesus, or Jesus did his ministry.
Correct. The canon. That's correct.
The canon was in place.
Well, they set the canon. They decided what was included in the canon or not. And that's when it became a closed canon. And then Jesus got in there. The third Jesus came in there tearing shit up. And it's like, oh, fuck. Now we're messed up again. So it's like, okay, we'll just play it by ear. And then you got the Dead Sea Scrolls. They're floating around some copper top thing, blah, blah, copper thing. That's a whole nother thing. Here's another version of it. It's kind of like, God darn, how much is this? We're like, we can't keep track of all this. Let's just go with what we got. Council said that's what it is. Okay, that's good. Nail everything else on the Rittenhouse door. That's good.
So you're saying the Nicene Council happened after the third Jesus, or before, or during?
25. When is this? 25.
Oh, 25. And Jesus was 33.
Correct.
So it was being organized while Jesus hadn't even started his ministry yet, Carol. What were they basing
it
on? Just that?
Now that's the third. Now wait, you're talking about the third. The two Jesuses had their ministries. That's what that was all working on. But it came in. This is the Old Testament rule, Bob, that set all this up, that allowed these things to be talked about. You got, you know, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and all that glah, glah, glig, glig, clap. So they're talking about what this first and second Jesus did. And the third Jesus came up and made a whole other thing, made it a whole other conversation. So, good.
So the Church of Peter canon was based partly on the ministries of the first and second Jesus.
Yeah. Now, if you got room to play, because there's no time, because Bert will study this and he'll go, no, wait a second, that doesn't add up. Wait a second, okay. Now you can go back to the future and knock things out, you see. You can go back and knock things out. So it's very key. There's no... Well, it's like they're doing now. They're writing history as they go, and then they find out the history they wrote was wrong. And then it's like, and then it's kind of like Festus. It's like Festus telling the story on Gunsmoke. He said, well, the problem here, Matt, is Matt Dillon. The problem here, Matt, is how do you know for sure the one who wrote the reading right? That's what's wrong with readings. You don't know who wrote the reading if they wrote the reading right. And that's the whole thing here, because it's some rendition or a value. Then to add insult to injury, according to Mae Brussels, they added an architecture to the word, the spoken word, that give it validity to make it important, or to, with enunciation, make it less. Not important. Not significant. Okay? You can't be a deacon if you got two living wives, but it's okay to kill one of the wives that's in the way. Wait, what? That's murder. Murder's against the top 10. No, you can't do that. Oh, and now you negotiate. Depends on how badly you got to be a deacon. If you're already a deacon and you take another wife, do you have to resign or you have to kill the first wife? Well, if she's wearing cloth of two woven threads, Leviticus is very clear she has to be stoned on the public square. That's in the canon as much as God so loved the world. Just saying.
Okay.
See, the rules and the elemental conditions are not significant, or they're so significant that they're outdone. Now what happened in the world you're living in today, there's nothing wrong. There is no problem. There is no offense unless you're a Republican. Then anything you do is an offense. You can kill somebody. You can sell dope. You can bring people in. You can sell children. You can peddle adrenochrome. You can scare them to death. You can be panned to eyes. You can You sleep with anything, let anything sleep with you. You can murder what you don't like and keep what you do like, or torture it till you get tired of it, or fuck it till it bleeds, I guess. We don't really know for sure. No, that's perfectly all right. Perfectly all right. But you be a Republican, oh, hell no, we've had enough of y'all. Y'all can back up, back up. But it doesn't matter, because now what's happening, the thing, the best thing, just like Matthew David Hurtado is the best thing that ever happened to y'all, the Democrats is the best thing that ever happened to this ascension program. This is the best thing that could ever, ever, ever happen, because now, just now, you're going to be put in the sea of decision. Now you're going to choose. Bob, you know when you was poking Moses and trying to get him loved up, and then people wanted the law. They wanted him to be the king. He said, uh-uh. They wanted him to be the God. He said, hell no, I got a speech impediment. I can't talk right. He's like Clinton. He can't talk right, but he wants to get in there and get right. So he says he goes up and gets the law. And they took Bob's finger, the finger of God, and they wrote the law down. They come back down, and there they was. They done built a golden calf for the spoils of Egypt. And he says he broke the rules because they done made a god in his presence while he was gone for 30 minutes. It's like, damn, this is some bullshit. So he said, now, who's on the Lord's side? Choose. And if you're on the Lord's side, come stand over here. If you ain't, then we'll see how it goes. And then they didn't. Just a few did. They stood with Moses. They was had to drink the molten gold that Aaron built. Aaron made them build the damn golden calf, Baal. And then they had to drink the molten gold. The decision goes over and over and over. That's what we're having right now. But Bob, with the finger of Bob, writing the law, saying, all right, stop. All this crazy shit y'all see going on, none of it's real, or it's very real, or it is real, or it ain't real, or it's real to real.
What
or
shit? Baby shit?
The world issues. The stuff that you believe that Matt Drudge dragged up.
Right. What about them? They're happening now.
That's what's happening now. And Bob, the finger of God's writing it down and says, stop, everybody. Hold on. Before you make another God, before you make another government, before you make another tech body, before you give away everything, all right, choose. Come stand over here if you're on the Lord's side. If you're on the Lord's side, come stand over here. If you're willing to take the completement formulas, if you're willing to talk to Bob, if you're willing to engage your non-physical, if you're willing to do that and you can get yourself together, then that's good. Then you can ascend. Come stand over here until you come into your place of power, because it's your power. We just want to make sure you got it. All right? We wouldn't let a three-year-old play with a loaded 38 pistol. We wouldn't do that. You got to get yourself together so you can handle this place of power, so that you can stomp down Hell Hill like Carolyn Dean does every day and move heaven and earth. Just saying. And she don't talk about it, but she does it. See, that's the difference. The ones that's busy doing it ain't got time to chat about it. They're busy doing it. So that's what's happening right here, right now. Being consumed. Oh, I got to get vaccinated. No, you don't. Well, there, yes, you do. No, you don't. Yeah, well, you can't fly. You can't this. You can't. Okay, so we're going to start an airline that says you can't be vaccinated to fly. See? I mean, everything they can come up with, you can come up with something else right beside it or behind it. But that's not the point here. The point is that they keep pushing, and the people say no.
We talked about the false prophet. I said, who's the false prophet? Turns out it's the Church of Peter, which is the Catholic Church. And I said, the whole Catholic Church. And Ion said, yeah, they made everything about being poor and poverty-stricken. Well, Ion, right amidst the revelation revealed, said this great statement. In our world, poverty is the separation of your place of power. So that's how... we're kept away from our power by keeping us poor. So that's what's known. That's what's happening.
If you're poor, you have to do certain things a certain way. Well, Karen, why can't we do this? Bob, we have to pay for it. That costs $100 million. You don't have $100 million. Mm-hmm. Okay, but I want to do that. Well, we have to work this out. We can't just wake up and have a billion-dollar business. Something has to happen here. There's things that have to go on. Bob, I'm not arguing with you anymore. Stop this. Don't do. You're not going by the Library of Congress. You're not going to do that today. Maybe tomorrow, but not today. Slow down. What are you trying to do? Where are you going to put it? They're going to pay somebody to dust the Library of Congress. Here we go now. All right. So this is Mount Horeb. Mount Horeb is what you're trying to get to. Go ahead.
Okay. Okay. Let me ask this question before Moses, though. Is the mark of the beast the vaccines?
It's a lot of things.
Yeah.
It's a lot of things.
Yeah. It's a culmination of a lot of things to control people.
If you look in the Hebrew or in the Greek, the letter W stands for six, and then the letter W stands for six. So every website with www is 666. Greek. From that translation. And then the other side of mammon that lets you not be God, basically poverty is a spirit. Some people can't make a living if you give it to them. You've heard that? Some people can't make a living even if you give it to them for free.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's a spirit. Okay. Mammon is a spirit. And so then you start loving money more than you love your life or love God. That's troublesome too, because now the drive becomes the profit or the profiteering, not the condition. Now, if you balance it right, and when you get, then you can give, you see. But if you start giving before you get, you're just going to give out. You're going to run out. So that's the balance. Mm-hmm. You got to make it be something so you can share it. So we like the sharing part. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. But you got to get it first. And so that's the other side of what you would call the mark of the beast. Now, what it's going to do, you shouldn't say vaccine. You should say the graphene is what you should be saying. The stuff that's going to show up in your frontal lobe and the stuff that's going to show up in your hand. Because they're going to soon put a black light on you to see if you've been vaccinated or not. But that's a little time to go, so it won't matter in that one. Because see, they're saying this can't even be, and they're arguing this thing to prove that you can't even prove that you can drive through somebody's parking lot and get a shot. So what does that mean? You know what I'm saying? This is ridiculous. How they're going to? They should have had the police standing there marking it down. Everyone you got when you got your vaccine, they didn't. So it's like, this is silly.
Okay,
so
Bob,
the mark of the beast is different than that. But it's how the body transforms and limits itself from the ability to be separate from God. That's what the mark of the beast is about. In the last days, the mark of the beast will allow you to buy and sell in an otherwise dead and dying world. God doesn't have that trouble. Mm-hmm. You, like God, are already prepared.
Mm-hmm.
See the rub?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You may have to give up the damn kabuchi, but that we say that's a good day.
We did. It's gone. Gone. Okay, Bob, ask your Moses question. Thank you, Ion.
Yes, dear.
Bob?
Okay, so we have in the Moses question,
what are the characteristics of Moses?
Here it is. So Moses is further along, going from Revelation to Genesis. So Moses had stronger characteristics than the guys in the books before Moses, like Amos, in those books that come after Revelation. I remember when we first talked about Moses, you were ambivalent about whether he came from the future or he was an alien. You kept it covered up. That's because he was quite an amazing person, because he was close to Genesis.
Yeah, in the Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy 32, 1 through 43 at Mount Nebo. But go ahead.
That's the song. That's the dissolution.
Song of
that's
Moses.
The dissolution.
That's right.
Yeah, that's the dissolution of Moses, who was a powerful archetype, and then it all fell into little people. Oh, okay.
Correct.
So,
excellent.
And he had the pyramid knowledge. He knew how to build them.
And he also knew Psalms 91. He wrote Psalms 91. Nobody knows that. That's the tabernacle in the desert.
So he was pretty close to being ascended?
Yeah. He enveloped the divine cloud. That's the first time that the carbon footprint was laid out, Bob, to create your ability to save the information so that you could have communication skills and information retrieval after the EMP. Psalms 91.
That happened.
Never heard that. That happened. Never heard that before.
No. But is that the EMP coming here or the EMP back then?
No, the EMP coming here.
Okay. So Moses.
The tabernacle was enveloped by the divine cloud. The cloud of glory is moving. Move with the cloud. Psalms 91. Excellent.
Is the divine cloud digital, as we understand digital technology today?
No. Babylon is digital, but Babylon the Great is fallen. Fallen. That's Revelation 18.
Okay. So Ophanel was the father-in-law or brother-in-law of Moses.
Yeah. Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the Hebrew version for Ophanel. That's the way it listed in the Torah. And
was
also the Quran. And also in the Quran. You were the father-in-law, is you, Bob?
Father-in-law. So yeah. I had my Kohathanites gang that never fell. Was Moses part of the Kohathanite gang?
Sort of. But he did die. So there's the difference.
Yeah, he fell. He was the first Kohathanite to fuck up. But that was the plan.
Correct.
The plan was.
Well, no, it wasn't the plan. He was disobedient, Bob. So, yeah, he fucked up.
But the Ophanel's plan was that we would continue falling and then get to the bottom, and then be so powerful we'd get out of it.
That was your third time through.
Oh. Yeah. What happened the first time through?
You got the Dibb and Lilith, and it went badly. You ended up with
the
Tower of Babel, and that went the Tower of Babel, and that went badly. And then you did this one, and it went badly. And then you had the Roman Empire, and that went badly. Poor Nero playing the fiddle. And now we moved all the way up. And then May Brussels telling the next story. What was May Brussels' last great erection, Bob? What was May Brussels' last great erection?
Well, it was around Iran-Contra gate.
Right. That's exactly right. With Ollie North and the whole details for how that was all seeding itself. That the government was the actual dope dealer, for Pete's sake. And they're going to put everybody in jail for dealing dope, and they're the biggest dope dealer of all of them. She was going to point that out before the cancer took her in. Yes, that's right.
Okay, so when we talk about this is the sixth time through, where I attempt to go through the sun. Are you saying the Roman Empire, whatever you said before the Roman Empire, those are the times?
Yeah.
You've named this the five times there.
Yeah.
You know, the five efforts of Bob.
Yeah, and you didn't even have to punch us in the mouth or nothing.
I didn't have to punch who in the mouth? You?
Us, non-physical.
So, they all fell, but I did get the rocket, the Earth turned into a rocket, and we're heading to the sun, and I missed, right? Or did I not even get off the Earth?
You didn't get off the Earth at those stages, but yes, you were driving. Yes, you were aiming. You don't drive. You were just aiming. Right?
But I didn't get the rocket, the Earth, to turn into a rocket those first five times. I didn't even get there.
Correct.
That far.
Correct. So they built a monument pointing the direction, put your face on the Sphinx, and laid your damn ass down, because that's all you do is lay around. You don't do anything. And he pointed you in the right direction to show you how this is going to go. So every day the sun rises in your fucking face so you know which way to go. And where you're going, you're in the map and the Giza right behind your damn ass, right at your ass. Somebody's always poking you in the ass trying to get you to do something. So you're behind your ass laying there. And Giza's got the directions on the map of which way to go. That's your trash emails. That's why that's the pyramid. Every stone is a trash email that goes around and around and around. It gives exactly the dimensions of how far you're going to go. And then the height of the is how many computers you've had to buy that you filled up with garbage, and you filled them up and you just buy another computer that's full of shit that you sent them in. That's how high the pyramid is. So that's pretty good.
The pyramid is my, the great pyramid is my trash. My email trash.
Yeah, Bob's email trash. And then the computers that stack that information.
Yeah, that's the computer what? They, extract?
The computer extracts, huh?
Right, so
okay,
the,
good.
The,
wind
the,
it up now.
Listen, no, wait on it. The sixth attempt, which we're now engaging in, that began with the pyramid. That was the setting 3,000, 4,000 years ago, was the beginning of the sixth attempt. Well, the Roman Empire comes after the pyramids. Or were the pyramids built after the collapse of the Roman Empire?
Say it again, you broke up.
Okay. Were the pyramids the map to the sixth attempt now, which is like 2000, 3000 BC, were they before or after the Roman Empire collapse? The
after.
Building of the pyramids?
No. The pyramids were before the Roman Empire.
Okay,
way before.
So I had the map for attempts 4 and 5, and now 6, and I blew 4 and 5. I see.
Yeah, the autocracy, the theocracy, the oligarchy, and then the absolute monarchy.
And when is the absolute monarchy?
It's coming. Coming.
Ah, okay. So that's what Vico blew. Vico blew those stages with his gods, heroes, democracy thing. He didn't get it precise.
Constantinople shit, you know, the Ottomans and all
right.
that crap.
Right, okay, so...
Demagory.
What's that? Is that today?
Look at that. Yeah, it's coming. It's coming.
Ah, that's the time of the absolute monarch. The demagory is at the time of the absolute monarch. Okay.
Correct. Good. Excellent.
All right.
You're doing
so Carol,
good. You've been practicing. We like you so much. Smart Bob is so much more fun than stupid Bob. We love this. It's good. He sends out. He engages them. You know, he can repeat them. He's from Carolyn. He's quoting the Bible now. He knows about Mount Horeb. He knows it at the end of things. It's just astounding. It's astounding. You've come a long way, baby.
Okay. All the time that this Moses, no, these Ophanel's projects, the mountain was observing, correct?
Yes. They
yeah.
still
yeah.
are. They still are. They still are, Bob.
Okay. You had a question about the Andromeda. Was that heaven? What was that question about Andromeda?
The land of Goshen.
Is that Andromeda? Is the land of Goshen?
It's what it's referenced as, yeah.
Yeah, the Great Exodus. And I said, is it the Great Exodus going to Andromeda?
No.
And then there was...
And what'd they say to that? What'd they say to that?
Come on, you can re-listen to it.
No, I want to... No, questions. So, Ion, is the Great Exodus going to Andromeda? Is that the meaning? Yeah, that's what
they
Moses
said
was
as
doing.
Well,
you get there when you get
well.
There, as well when you get there, but you got to get there.
So
you haven't figured out the Abrahamic law yet. You got to get that first. It's coming.
Right.
That's the key.
So
that's the key that's going to open up the tech body's power.
Okay.
Mm.
You get this, Carol? Moses' exodus out of Egypt was Ophanel trying to go to the sun and Andromeda.
Correct.
Wow. Well, that's been bastardized into a little man story.
And they turned that into a tithe that you had to pay 10% to something or something or something. So, I'm like, okay, good. Yeah, bless me, the tithe.
We're getting somewhere.
It's like tithe, it's a tithe. No, no, the tithe. When they tie your hands up and drag you to the FEMA camp, it'll be, blessed be the ties that bind my hands behind my back.
So Bob,
I wonder if I will survive.
Abrahamic
blessed be the ties that bind.
What is the Abrahamic key?
Astraham. Astraham.
What's that, Bob?
That's what Nick's on the boat all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Nick was trying to figure out the Astraham.
Mm-hmm.
Nick was trying to figure out the Astraham. I don't know what it is. But you
Asbert.
Know what,
Asper. Asper.
It was, right. It was Bob's plan, Ophanel's plan, to fuck up everything so he could get really fallen. The point was to get really bad where we are today.
Yeah.
No, the point was to wait for me, because I'm the only one that can save this.
That's right. You're the only one that's going to solve it. This is shit. Carolyn's the only one that can clean up your mess, Bob. Otherwise, it'll be too dirty and you won't touch the controls. You'll have to, somebody got to hand you the towel. Somebody's got to turn the water off, Bob. What are we? How are we going to get here without this? We got to have Carolyn.
I know. But Carol kept modest all these centuries. And in the last minute before we get on the boat, she claims she's in charge. You hear that? Look at that. She made her move.
No, she just no. She's not gonna do that. She says, I'm just the janitor. I'm just the janitor out here. I sweep up and I take out the trash. That's what I do. I sweep up and I take out the trash. That's what I do. All right, happy days. All right, good. Happy days. See you.
No, we're not finished. No, wait. We got a few particulars. A few sound bites, but just we finished up the Moses and the garden. Oh, Carolyn, going back to the Garden of Eden. Is the Garden of Eden the Andromeda Galaxy?
It was and is. Yes, Bob.
I'll get to my quick questions, Carolyn. Here they go. Is COVID, the COVID virus, a hoax? A lot of people think it's nothing, it's the flu, and nobody's dying. Is that true? I don't think you agree with that.
Well, if you look up, no, we don't agree with that. If you look up COVID, it's just a common cold. It's a common cold. But now,
right.
They can't cure a common cold, so it's very serious. It's systemic. You can die of it, okay? So when you look at it that way, yes, it has feet to it. They're just adding a lot of faux toy to the play.
That's the mRNA. They added that to the COVID.
Faux toy.
All right.
That's correct.
And then the ridiculous vaccinations that were added to it.
Well, that one added to it. That was the reason. The reason you had this is to get to the vaccination point. Which goes right along with what you were trying to do all along, is thin this damn thing out. There's too many people on the beach. You were complaining. All you said was, I can't get to the water for the fucking fat, ugly people laying on Carolyn. Look at those people. They stink. I can smell them from here. They stink. Fat, ugly people laying on the beach. I had to walk by these people, and they're disgusting. I don't want to know. There ain't nobody there no more. It's all nice and quiet now, eh?
That's right. I've noticed that, Carolyn. So nobody on the beach this past week.